I knew nothing about them. Since 1940, my mother had not had a single letter from them. But I lied. Yes, my mother's had news from your family. Razel is very well. The children, too. He wept with joy. He would have liked to stay longer, to learn more details, to drink in the good news, but an SS came up, and he had to go, calling to us that he would be back the next day. The bell gave us the signal to disperse. We went to get our evening meal of bread and margarine. I was dreadfully hungry and swallowed my ration on the spot. My father said, "You don't want to eat it all at once. Tomorrow's another day." And seeing that his advice had come too late and that there was nothing left of my ration, he did not even begin his own. "Personally, I'm not hungry," he said. We stayed at Auschwitz for 3 weeks. We had nothing to do. We slept a great deal in the afternoon and at night. The only worry was to avoid moves, to stay here as long as possible. It was not difficult. It was simply a matter of never putting oneself down as a skilled worker. Laborers were being kept till the end. At the beginning of the third week, the prisoner in charge of our block was deprived of his office, being considered too humane. Our new head was savage, and his assistants were real monsters. The good days were over. We began to wonder if it would not be better to let oneself be chosen for the next move.
Okay, in this section, Ellie and his father meet a relative of theirs who is also a prisoner at Auschwitz. Stein was deported in 1942 and has been at the camp for 2 years. Since he left, he has heard no news of his wife and children back in Belgium. But I know that the Nazis invaded Belgium during the war, so I think we can assume that Stein's family was also deported and maybe killed. Ellie doesn't know anything about them, but he lies to Stein and says that they are okay. He wants to make Stein feel better, to give him a sense of hope in this terrible place. Sadly, Ellie probably figures that neither he nor Stein will survive the camp anyway, so what does it matter if he lies? Did you understand what happened with the Polish prisoner in charge of Ellie's group? He was fired for being too humane or too kind to the prisoners. The new head is savage, which means that he is brutal and uncivilized. Let's see what happens next. Pick up after the space near the bottom of page 41 with Stein, our relation.
Stein, our relation from Antwerp, continued to visit us, and from time to time he would bring a half ration of bread. "Here, this is for you, Eliezer." Every time he came, there would be tears running